वसुदेव की वसुदेव को फिर जन्म बनता है और मायावी है.
He thought about what Narad had said that Vishnu is very crooked. He is a great Mayavi. He can come as a girl also. Then he will, Kansa will try to kill Devaki. Devaki's prayers are amazing, most wonderful. How Kamsa has preached to Devaki and Vasudev, it is also, it's a very high class philosophy. Do not lament. The six sons of yours that were killed, it was in their destiny, in their bhagya, in their karma, to be killed by their uncle. What can be done? He said like this. He tried to preach to them and console them. Demons also sometimes say nice things. So his heart changed and he went home. And then when he went home, then his ministers taught him something else, opposite, and then again his heart changed. And Durga Devi said, the child who is supposed to kill you has already been born. So he listened to his ministers. So he gave an order that in that area, all the newborn babies should be killed. Just now he was crying over having killed six babies of Devaki. And when the minister said, no, you should kill all newborn babies, amongst all the newborn babies must be the one who is going to kill you. So kill all of them. So the children killing commission's head, they made Putana. She said, no one has to go to kill the babies, I will do it. I will just put poison on my breast and I'll keep going and kill all the babies. Nobody has to go. But his first victim was Krishna. So she did not have to kill. So no, none of the other children had to die. So her plan was failed. So in this way, there is this katha. So in the morning, Nanda Maharaj found out that he had got a baby son. He was very, very happy and jubilant. He had been wanting a son for a long time, and he finally had got this son. He finally got this son at very late age. And he desired to give in charity 200,000 cows, has been described, and totally decorated with jewelry. It's like I said, at the time of birth, it is a system of giving in charity. So here in the Bhagavad, it is said, Kalena Snan Saucha Abhyam. With time, the earth becomes purified. Just like if the dirt floor is impure, by the passing of time it becomes pure. Just like in the rainy season there is much dirt mixed with water, slush, but by the time the fall comes it becomes dried up and cleansed. Bathing, the body becomes purified. And by washing an item, an object becomes purified. Doing sanskar, womb, etc. become purified. By giving in charity, the wealth becomes purified. Is this, I think people will naturally understand that the wealth in the process of earning, it becomes impure. Sometimes you have to be unfair in making money, and sometimes some living entities have to die in the fields, etc. The wealth becomes purified by giving in charity, and the senses become purified. Indriyas become purified by tapasya, by austerities. Doing fasting like Ekadashi, etc., the senses become purified. By engaging in sense gratification, the senses become more impure. Like practicing brahmacharya, the senses become purified. By eating pure foods, offered foods, the tongue becomes purified. From hearing materialistic topics makes the senses more impure. So by hearing Krishna Katha purifies the ears. This is also a tapasya, austerity. Tapasya purifies the senses. And by santosh or satisfaction, the mind becomes purified. And atma vidya or bhakti purifies the soul.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Chanting the Lord's name purifies the soul. Some people say, what's the use of saying the holy names? If your heart is clean, then everything is clean. But this clean mind, will you buy it from a store or what? How will the mind becomes clean? The mind will only become clean by chanting the holy names and by hearing Krishna Katha. Yeah. Nanda Baba took bath, then he offered in charity, his offering sanskar for his child, for the child's benefit. All the brahmanas are chanting, they're chanting swasti vachak prayers. Swasti means kalyan, auspiciousness. When in this world we have a good existence, it's called swasti. This swasti is possible also by only pronouncing certain words. Vedas have certain words or mantras that if they're spoken, vachan means to speak, then the person will be absolutely fit. This is why we do swasti vachan. When we started this Bhagavat, we also did swasti vachan. Actually, this whole Bhagavatam itself is swasti vachan. This is for all auspiciousness. This is for benefit of everybody. Nanda Baba's house, Krishna had arrived. There all the women have come. All the gopis are singing. All the gopas and the gopis, they were throwing butter at each other. There was no limit to their ananda, bliss. The Lord was, He appeared in Mathura, and you can understand the troubles that His own parents went through. What to speak of celebrating? They could not even tell their own relatives. They were in so much fear. There was no utsav celebration in Mathura. But the celebration was here in Gokul, in Nanda Baba's house. It's called Nandotsav.
प्रकरण के अनुसार ऐसा माना जाता है.
According to this system, it is understood the day that, on the day of the Katha, that the Lord's appearance is spoken, that is considered to be the day of the Janmashtami. During this Bhagavad Katha. So here, because there is no difference between the words and words to describe the Lord's appearance and the Lord's appearance itself. That is the bhav, the feeling. That's why the speakers, on the day that they describe the appearance of the Lord, that is the day they celebrate Janmashtami. They celebrate Janmashtami, they invite everybody and they make a little swing, put little Gopal deity on it, and everybody gets to swing Krishna. And they make nice prasadam, decorations. Is this festival? So I want to thank all of you very much that you are hearing this Bhagavad Katha. This one thing I want to remind you, that sometimes some of you have asked me, many of you have asked me, Swamiji, what is the dharma of the speaker and the listener? What they should do? So I tell them 7 or 8 days that there is Bhagavad Katha. They should practice brahmacharya. He should never engage in sex life. That many days Bhagavad is going on. He should sleep on the floor. He should not sleep on the bed that he was sleeping before. That bed has a habit. That soft mattress, etc. So this is the Shastra's rule. Hearing Bhagavad, one should sleep on the floor. But many times some of you have told me that I should speak to all of you. And some of you have told me again and again, Swamiji, I want to do some service, what should I do? What should I do? And I was telling them again and again, you follow the rules and you hear the scriptures, it is necessary that the listener should do some service for the speaker. Because by doing this, the gyan, the knowledge stays. So tomorrow will be Bhagavad Puja and Yajna.